Hey guys, it's Jay John of Asian Pop Radio. Thanks for clicking on another podcast. If you like what we do, please subscribe to us on iTunes. You can search for Asian Pop Radio, and please remember to rate and review. If you like what you hear, share it with your friends. And don't forget, you can download our app free via the App Store on iOS and Android. Asia wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. We're doing something a little bit different today. Well, I must say we do cross to Malaysia quite often, but we do rarely get to chat to someone from Borneo. And today we are doing just that. We are speaking to Rosella. How are you going?
I am good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So, born and raised in Borneo?
Well, I was actually born in Sunderland in the UK and, yeah, raised in Borneo.
So, Rosella, which came first for you? Was it singing or was it songwriting?
Songwriting, definitely. You know, I've always been a little bit shy about singing and I really liked writing songs. So, singing kind of came because, well, I had to sing my own songs first before I could, you know, get other people to sing it.
So you had to make sure it worked before you had the courage to go and approach someone else.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
How old were you when you did make the move to Borneo?
Oh, I was actually, I grew up in Borneo, so I was like 5.
Okay, cool. So do you remember much of, you know, life back in the UK or?
Not too much, you know, except my family's still there. My mother's side is still there and I try and go, sometimes to visit them or they come over.
Nice. Does that mean you're a dual citizen?
No, I'm not, unfortunately.
It was about 2013, is that right, that you really started to seriously think about a music career?
Yes, it was.
Right. And before then, like, was it not on your list of things to do at all? Did you have something else in mind for a career?
Well, I think I've always wanted to do it, but I just never had the courage to. And, you know, it came a point in my life where I was really unhappy and I really had to, like, just take the leap, you know, and do something that I really loved and enjoyed.
Music has the power to sort of get us through difficult times, doesn't it?
Definitely. I think growing up, it really helped me a lot, you know, during the tough times. And you use it as well to celebrate the good times.
Rosella, are you the kind of person that if you're feeling sad, you want to hear a sad song to feel even worse? Or are you the kind of person that you really need something to pick you up and get your spirits, you know, high again?
Yeah, I am. You know, like when you're feeling low, sometimes you just need to get it out of your system. And I think what better way than to write a song or to listen to something that fits the mood.
How would you describe your style for those that haven't heard your music yet?
Well, you know, I do electronic music, but it has a little bit of R&B in it.
Fantastic. Is there a, what can I ask you, so a little bit more about Borneo itself, is there a well-established music scene in Borneo or is, you know, the move to KL a natural progression for an artist like yourself?
Borneo, the scene, unfortunately, is really small, you know, and it's the music there is cover-centric. You have a lot of venues and events that actually promote more cover bands. So for original artists, you don't really have the platform to really take off and get your music out there. So I think a lot of artists from Borneo, they actually end up moving to KL.
Sure. So the locals aren't necessarily looking for something different or something unique. Is that the problem?
I don't think so. I just think there's just not enough platforms, not enough venues, not enough event organizers, not enough radio stations, TV stations are all based in Kuala Lumpur, you know, so it's just that the opportunities are not there. So if you really want to try and make a name for yourself, you know, you got to just move to the big city.
I'm reminded of a girl group in Myanmar, in Burma, back in the day, about 4 or 5 years ago, they decided to take on the local pop scene and it was the same story there. So it was all about the covers and Myanmar girls launched to try and do something a little bit different and form their own group. And I think they lasted for a few songs. But then in the long run, I think there wasn't enough support behind the projects.
Right. Yeah. I think it's exactly the same thing. So you kind of have to go out and get support elsewhere, you know, if there's just it's not available at home.
So what was the transition like for you moving from Borneo to KL? Was it a big move or was it, you know, easy enough?
Yeah. I mean, it's only 2.5 hours from home. You know, I go back regularly when I'm getting a little bit homesick. I'm going back next month, actually. So, yeah, it's not really a big of a deal because the culture is pretty much the same as well.
You know, I'm a bit of a foodie, so I have to ask, how does the food vary in Borneo? And do you crave things when you're in KL, when you haven't gone back home for a while?
Definitely. There's a lot of traditional food that we get back home that you don't get here, you know, like ethnic tribal stuff, like sago worms, for example.
Wow.
It sounds disgusting, but it's actually pretty good.
You know, I think anything's disgusting when we really think about the ingredients that go into it, but we're not supposed to do that, are we?
Yeah, you just, you know, close your eyes and just take a bite.
Hope for the best. So your song Home to You, was that your debut?
No, that was actually the second single.
Right.
I released a previous one called Dark Side.
Yes. We've added both to our playlist and they are both amazing.
Thank you.
Can you tell us? You're welcome. Can you tell us a little bit about how those two songs came about? So maybe start with Dark Side.
Well, you know, I was writing Dark Side about a year ago, and I wanted when I was still back home, and I reached out to a producer called Darren Ashley, who's based in Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah,
kind of dubbed the electropop prince of Malaysia.
Yeah, except we call him Dazza here.
Yeah, exactly. So, Dazza Ashley, he liked the track, and we decided to work on it together. And he released it on his Monday Juice series, 2015. Yeah,
I wasn't aware that you worked with him on that. He's actually come in the studio a couple of times when he's been in Melbourne.
Nice. Yeah. Actually, I've done three songs with him. Home to You is actually produced by Darren as well.
There you go. Now that I think of the song, I can see the influence there from Darren.
Right. Yeah.
That's awesome. What a good person to be guiding you along the way, huh?
Exactly. You know, I really really appreciate all the effort that he puts in, you know, to really make it the best track. And, you know, he's really just so great, so helpful and just wonderful to work with.
Do you have a favorite of the songs you've released so far, or is that too hard to do?
Well, I think everything is a little bit different from each other, you know, so you listen to it or you like it depending on your mood, I guess.
So other than Darren, who are some of the other local Malaysian musicians that you really think are doing some great stuff and you think people should know about?
Well, lately, there is this guy called Alex TBH. He's from Borneo as well,
right.
But he lives in KL as well. He's just shot up last year, you know, with a few of his songs. And yeah, he's really making waves and doing Malaysia really proud.
Is there someone in particular that you'd like to collaborate with that you haven't had a chance to yet?
I would like to. I would love to work with Alex TBH and Sona One as well. Yeah.
Popular course, name, you know, Sona One.
Yeah, very, very popular name. But of course, you know, if there is an opportunity to work with Darren again, I definitely would love that.
Can you tell us a little bit about your success with Tiger Jams? What was that all about?
Well, Tiger Jams was actually a competition that they had in Malaysia and Thailand last year. So basically, they were just looking for an original artist to come up with a song. And the main prize was actually, besides the cash prize, it was actually getting churches to remix your song.
Right. Wow. And and you took out top place.
I did.
Wow.
And the funny thing was, actually they paired the top three artists with different mentors.
Right.
And I got Darren. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. So that's where it all started, your relationship with Darren, or was it pre-existing?
It was before that, but, you know, when both of us, like when he took part, when he was actually one of the judges for, not so much a judge, a mentor, more like for Tiger Jams, you know, I didn't know, and he didn't know that I was coming in, getting involved as well. But, you know, it kind of worked out because we had to write a song. So the top three tasks was to write a song based on the city that you grew up in.
Right.
And that was what Home to You is about. And then that's how, you know, churches ended up remixing it.
Amazing. Do you think this is perhaps your career highlight so far, or is there something else that stands out even more?
So far, that definitely, you know, and this year I got to speak at TEDx Youth KL, you know, to talk to the younger generation about music and going for your dreams and everything. And that was really good. Big highlight for me as well.
You seem that you are a bit of an inspiration to young people. I see you've been doing some really good things and really inspiring stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about the work you've been doing to promote positive body image? That's an important one, isn't it?
It definitely is. I think especially for young girls, you know, we always suffer from insecurities regarding the way we look, you know, how beauty is portrayed in the media, especially with social media now. Bullying is like apparent everywhere, you know. It's so easy to do that, to pick on someone because they're different. And so I decided to start this project 2 years ago with some friends called True Complexion. It's basically a social photography project, and we highlight different conditions that people live with, you know, medical conditions, be it physical or mental or related to emotional as well. I bring about awareness to that and hopefully just create the understanding that, yeah, we're all going through different things in our lives, but at the same time, if we look past our differences, we're actually all the same.
dare I say, young people in general, not just girls, a lot of young guys also have body images, and sometimes that gets overlooked as well, doesn't it? Because you're not muscly enough, or you're not as slender as the next guy, and you've got a bit of weight that you're carrying around. You know, every young person has some difficulties there, right?
Exactly. And I think sometimes, I'm not too sure, but maybe it might be harder for some guys as well, because, you know, generally it's not cool to express your feelings or to be sad, you know, compared to like girls, right? So yeah. I think a lot of guys, they tend to keep things all bottled up more than women do, than young girls do. And yeah, that kind of really affects people.
And I guess you've got some pretty stiff competition there, don't you? Because so many people that have, you know, even a little bit of influence on Instagram or other social media avenues these days are getting sort of endorsements for products, and it's all about beauty and looking your best and using the best filter. But none of this is real, is it?
It's not. I mean, I'm in the industry, so I can tell you that, you know, the person that I am on stage or on Instagram, it takes time. It takes like 3 hours in a makeup chair to get you to look like that, you know? So yeah, you're not who you are actually every day. And to live up to that expectation of being that person the entire time, it's just ridiculous. You know, it's just, you can't do it.
There's a very famous news anchor here in Australia, really well established, and she was trying to make a stand about, you know, not needing to put makeup on. If you decide that you don't want to put makeup on, you don't have to. And she even wrote a book about it, and she was on a TV show about to spruik that book, and the makeup artists behind the scenes were begging her to put some makeup on for the show, and she's like, but that's the point of being here. I'm not supposed to have makeup on.
I mean, I think it's great, you know, like if you want to put it on or if you don't want to put it on, that's really an individual decision. But at the same time, you know, the problem comes when you can't leave the house without your makeup on, that you're so insecure about the way you look naturally that you have to have it on all the time.
Do you think we need to stand in front of the mirror a little bit more and just try to find the good qualities in what we see in our reflection?
I think so. And I think it's about really just taking care of yourself, you know, just eating healthy, working out, things like that, you know, doing small little things for yourself to take care of yourself. And that will reflect in your both your physical beauty and your inner beauty as well.
You've encouraged me to not want to go home tonight and have cake, but have a nice salad and go for a run, even if it is 7 degrees here in Melbourne at the moment.
I guess you can have a little piece. You know, I mean, everyone needs a cheat day. Like, no one's perfect.
That's it. Rosella, what's next for you? What are you working on?
I'm working on new music right now. I'm working with a producer from Japan, actually, called Takeru Onishi. So that song's going to come out a little bit later this year. And yeah, just going to see how that works out.
Will there be a Japanese version as well?
Not for now, not yet. Not looking for that.
World domination later.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Well, can you tell us how we can support you by purchasing your tracks? You know, do you have a website? Where do we go?
Yeah, I'm on Apple Music. I'm on Spotify. My website is rosellamusic.com. So yeah, just look for Rosella on all platforms, all social media platforms, Rosella Music, and you'll find me.
That's Rosella with a Z, because Aussies might get a little bit confused.
Yes, and a double L.
Well, Rosella, thank you so much for spending time with us today. And I hope you keep us posted on all your work that you've got coming up. So you release any songs, we want to know about it, okay?
Will do, definitely. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thanks, guys. If you like Rosella, please do support her. If you like us, support us by signing up to our... What am I asking you to sign up to? I have no idea. But what you can do is subscribe to us on Podomatic. Head to podomatic.com/AsianPopRadio if you like our podcast. You can also follow us and subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. Please rate and review if you like what you hear. Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio. Hey, we've got a YouTube channel. We don't really do anything with it, but you can subscribe to that too. Sorry, it's been a long day and I can't control my radio voice any longer.